You are listening to Voice Imprints.
My name is Holly Meese, and I keep this message.
Hi, Colin. This is David Meese Rowan's drama teacher at TCGIS. I just wanted to call and leave you a message thanking you so, so very much for all the boxes that you made throughout the year. One of my fourth grade classes actually performed their own play that they wrote themselves during the Winterfest on Thursday. And the boxes were, they had a lot of fun playing with them. So yeah, I just wanted to again leave you a voicemail that they're being put to good use. Maybe Rowan told you about their latest unit final. They used them to make a coffee shop. So yeah, if you had any questions or comments, please just feel free to give me a call back at 712-577.
My son was a drama teacher at a German immersion school in the Twin Cities, and this is a voice message he sent to a parent of one of his students. I love listening to this voice message because it reminds me of how much he loved working with kids and exposing them to theatrical arts. Living in Sioux City, he practically grew up at the Lamb Theater since the age of 5. We often joke that Russ and Diana Woolley were his surrogate parents. He had the opportunity to be part of numerous productions and spent more time rehearsing and performing on stage than he did at home at times. One of my favorite memories was when David was in high school and we went to New York to see Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Death of a Salesman on Broadway. Unbeknownst to me, he slipped out of the hotel room later that evening and thought he would try his acting skills out in Times Square. Needless to say, I was mortified when I found out, but at least I can laugh at this now. Several years ago, he moved to pursue his education and achieve his Bachelor of Arts and Master's from the University of Minnesota. David passed away a year and a half ago at the age of 28 and has left an enormous gaping hole in our hearts. The loss of a child is like no other. Holding on to this message helps me stay connected to him and reminds me of his passion for theater, the love he had for teaching, and his ability to help his kids get out of their comfort zones. I guess through my grief, I've come to learn about the universe and that we all vibrate with a certain amount of energy on this earth. Right now, David just vibrates at a higher level than all the rest of us.
Do you have a recording of someone you love? Share your voice in print by using the Siouxland Public Media app. Find the menu on the left and select Talk to Us. You can record a message and upload files. Have questions? Reach out to us at voiceimprints@kwit.org. I'm Mara Hall. Thanks for listening.